Hey, I think I might have asked you about this a little bit after you got selected, but your delivery, it's really interesting. It's kind of a different kind of thing. Is it just like a natural thing that you did on how you deliver the football, and how much do you think it helps you?
I mean, it's definitely natural. I've been throwing my whole life. There are some things that you can always clean up with your mechanics and delivery, but as far as a throwing motion, it's natural. It's something I've done since I was a kid.
How long have you been playing quarterback?
I've been playing since freshman year of high school, but I mean, I've been playing in the backyard since I was very young.
Now, one thing that's really interesting about you is that the lead scouting, you said that you can handle the verbiage, because you guys had a lot of verbiage at Stanford. Kind of give us elaborate a little bit upon how difficult the words you got to spit out are in that huddle back with the Cardinal.
Yeah, I mean, it's very difficult. It takes a lot of studying. There aren't enough hours in the day to master it, but you do what you can. And the coaches trusted us enough to put a lot on us, and we'd go into the huddle with 3 or 4 plays called, and you know, for 11 guys to be on the same page with all of those plays and get up to the line of scrimmage, communicate, to get into the right play, it was awesome. It made us a better football team, and it really showed how much the coaches trusted and how much we were able to handle. So coming over here, it's a very similar offense, the same West Coast style, difference in some ways, but just having that background, it helps me a little bit.
This is a difficult question, do the best you can. So you're in the huddle with your guys at Stanford, right? How many words do you think you got to spit out in that thing before you can walk to the line of scrimmage, ballpark?
I mean, the longer plays, 15 to 18 words. Just the play call. Sometimes if you want to communicate something specifically, you got to spend a little bit more time. But they're long play calls, but you get to the point of where you can just rattle them out. You know the game plan inside and out, so you can rattle them out. And the guys, once they hear half the play, they know what the rest is. So,
Kev, the reason I ask you all that is because it's so hard. You know, a lot of quarterbacks in college right now are looking at signs and calling plays. I mean, do you think this is something that's an advantage for you?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely hope so. I think it's a huge advantage. Just calling a play in the huddle, that's a big step. And getting up to the line, communicating with your teammates, going through the reads, going through the progressions, it's different. Just having that level of communication where you can talk to your teammate in the huddle, you can tell them what's going to happen, what the down and distance is, so that you're all on the same page. It's very different than kind of being on your own island at the beginning of each play.
Being in a pro-style system, have you talked to other kids around the country who play different systems and how their adjustment is going with learning the NFL game, whereas maybe you have a little bit of an advantage?
Are you talking about players that played at Stanford or anyone
other
else?
Players around the country who played at different schools.
I haven't really talked to too many guys, so I wouldn't be able to tell you other than Stanford players. So,
Kev, when you got the Chiefs playbook, I'm guessing shortly after you got drafted, I'm sure you got something. What was your first impression? Just how difficult it is, how easy it is. I don't know. What do you think when you saw it?
First thing I saw were just all the similarities. It's the Bill Walsh West Coast offense. If anything, it's some of the things that I saw as a freshman at Stanford that were soon adapted and changed. But it's the pure West Coast offense, which is great. You know, you go through your progressions and go through all your reads, and you have your checkdowns and make your protection calls. But I just saw the similarities that it had with our offense.
Did your receivers at Stanford have to make side adjustments?
On some plays, if there were blitzes coming off the edge, defensive back blitzes, then they might have to make an adjustment. But we didn't really have too many hot adjustments.
What's it been like spitting these plays out in the huddle with Coach Reed? You know, we can't see it. We don't know. We can't hear it either. Just what, are you think you're doing a good job spitting this stuff out, or is it a little easier because it's just rookie camp?
It's always a challenge when you're doing something new. But I feel like I'm doing a good job with it. I'm getting better each time I step in the huddle, and I feel more confident. So as long as I just keep that trajectory, I'll be happy with it. Just keep getting better.
Just last thing, man. When you're out there, is Coach Reed like behind you? Like, are you hearing a lot from Coach Reed, or I mean, who are you hearing from when you're out there delivering the football in the four plays?
Yeah, well, it's my first time having the headset in my helmet, so I'm hearing that, and then Coach Reed's right behind us, you know, talking to us before and after each play, giving us some advice, seeing where our eyes are. Coach Childress, Coach Nagy, so we have a lot of great advice coming to us and coaching points, so it's a great situation right now.
Would you say that it's overwhelming or no?
No, I mean, I feel like you want to put a lot on us right now and see what we can handle, and I feel like all of us have done a great job with it so far after one practice, and excited to get to the second one later this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, man.